Ava, do you introduce the 4-minute offense?
Nope.
You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Fix my hat.
What's good? Dynasty Bro Ava. And I'm here with Dynasty Bro Dot and Dynasty Bro Vic. And we the bros.
Oh, yeah.
Who we is, we the pros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Who we is, we the pros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know.
If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Hey, what's good, brodies and babes? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and chop it up about the latest NFL news. I am Dynasty Bro Die here with my co-bro.
You got Dynasty Bro Vic here with our DJ.
What's good? I'm DJ Avo.
And we are back with the 4-minute offense. And before we get started, White Sam just texted me, said in Dynasty, it's Pickens versus Ken Walker. How big is the gap? I said real big. Ken Walker could be top 5 running back.
Damn, why Sam putting our trade talks out to my bro?
Oh, damn.
I gave him some options, though. It wasn't a straight.
I didn't know it was towards you. He just said Pickens versus Ken Walker. How big is the gap? I said real, real big. Damn, I don't know what side you on, but I feel bad
if I dime
somebody out. I feel bad.
All good. I've been busting trades all day, so.
I got in on some of that, too, because I seen Vic moving. Yeah. All right, look, let's get into it, man. You know we do it this 4-minute offense. We come here to tell you the waiver wire guys to pick up and drop, man. We halfway through the season. We got some season-long injuries basically going on. We got some guys that could be some league winners, some plug-and-play running backs, receivers, man. This is vital to get these guys on your team, so that's what we're here for. Before we get into it, let's do this. Hey, follow me at Dynasty Bro Dot on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF. Where can we follow you at, bro?
Follow me at Chiefs Host FF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're listening. Dynasty Bros FF, ADJ Avo. Where can we follow you at?
What's good? Y'all follow me at Avo Love. That's AVOLXVE. I'm on the gram. What's good?
All right, let's boogie. So you know how we do this 4-minute offense. It's literally a 4-minute thing. I'm going to go through, get my timer ready and start it. And we literally have 4 minutes to tell you all the guys and the reasons why you need to pick them up and add them to your team right now. So I usually ask Avo to do some cool DJ shit right before we get into it. I'm going to hit this start, and usually I let Vic start because I can't multitask at all. So y'all ready?
Ready.
All right, let's get into it. Let's go. Avo, do some cool DJ shit. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, man, let's jump into it, man. I got a quarterback for you guys. Look, his team hasn't been winning games, but he's still been balling from a fantasy perspective. So, Mr. Justin Fields, quarterback for the Chicago Bears. A lot of rushing upside, man. So, you know, he's ran the ball in the end zone these past couple weeks. He had 8 carries last week, 60 yards against the Cowboys. And also 2 touchdowns in the air, man. So, he's starting to put it together, man, even though that offense and the coaching's not really helping him out. But can't deny his talent, man.
All right, that's my guy too. All right, let me start with something light, man. Running back for the Indianapolis Colts, the official RB2 now, Deion Jackson. Now, we've seen him step in when Jonathan Taylor went out for a week, and my guy had a 30-point game, balled out on in all facets, running game, catching, and he just looked like a solid back. And, you know, Taylor's been banged up, and we don't know if he's 100% yet, and they just traded Naheem Hines today. So this is a guy that can step up, show he can play the number one role if need to. And if not, he can even step in and play some of that Hines role if need be. So get some Deion Jackson on your team right now if you can.
All right, man, I got a guy for you guys, man. Let's keep it in Chicago. A guy who just got traded from the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Chicago Bears, wide receiver Chase Claypool. So look, they gave up did they give up a second round pick or they also gained one?
They got one.
I thought they gave up one and also gained one in the process.
Yeah, I'm just swapping them around.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. So
they
either
get a
way,
later second, and you know the Bears will get the later second, and Pittsburgh get the earlier.
All right, man. But either way, man, Mr. Chase Claypool. So we already know Chicago hasn't really had a true number one. I know we're respecting Darnell Mooney to be that, but why not bring in a big physical guy like Chase Claypool, 6'4", 240. So he definitely has some size. So need some wide receiver help, man. Why not take a shot?
All right, let me get into a guy who's been improving a little bit week by week. I think they're still trying to figure out his role. The wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals, Rondale Moore. He finally had his role, his basic role in the slot this week. Now that they're getting Robbie Anderson more acclimated, I don't think there's anything for Robbie, and there's going to be everything for Hopkins and Rondale right now, man. He went out there, season high receiving yards finally, and he looks all the way healthy and looks like they confirmed his role. He's going to be a solid start, at least to Hollywood Brown comes back. But you probably got 3 or 4 weeks before that happens. So go get you some Rondale Moore.
All right, man, I got a tight end for you guys. Mr. Tyler Conklin, tight end for the Jets, currently tight end number 8. Look, we already know Jets going to be a negative game script. So given that, man, why not get you some help? He's, like I said, currently tight end 8. That's a nice streaming option.
All right, we might have dropped him a couple weeks ago, but go back and pick up Kenyon Drake, running back for the Baltimore Ravens, just in case Gus isn't out there at 100%. Go get him.
All right, man, you got any more ads before we get into these drops?
Yeah, let me get into Isaiah Likely, just in case Andrews is out. You've seen him step in and had a career game. Joshua Palmer, just in case Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are banged up. He'll be the number one while they're trying to catch up. And Jeff Wilson for Miami just got traded. So now you got the same backfield from the 49ers last year, Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert.
All right, we got a minute for these drops, man. I'm starting with Tom Brady. I know he's dealing with a lot of off-the-field issues, but either way, man, it's not looking good on the field. So he's breaking the tablet after every drive, it seems like. Yeah, get rid of some Tom Brady right now.
And his third receiver right now, since they're not clicking, Mr. Julio Jones, the free agent that they picked up that's supposed to help this offense move, it didn't work.
All right, man, I'm also going to drop Mr. Rashad Bateman. So I know he was on my drop watch list a couple weeks ago, but now it's time. So he re-aggravated the foot. He's missing some time anyways, and he's not really looking like the true number one like we'd want him to be. So.
Hey, Irv Smith, tight end, hurt his ankle for the Vikings, and they just went and traded for TJ Hockenson, man. They're winning now. He's going to take the spot for good going forward.
All right, man. I got somebody on my drop watch list. Before I get into that, any more drops?
Elijah Moore and Hunter Renfrow, man. Two receivers you can get rid of.
All right, 8 seconds left. My drop watch list. We're going to add Mr. Brian Robinson Jr., man. I know he has a feel-good story coming back, but just not manufacturing the production.
True that. And pick up Terrace Marshall just in case.
That's real low, but we out.
My bad. I don't know. I don't know if my volume down. I don't know if the music booming in the background. I couldn't decide. But hey, yeah, that's the 4-minute offense, man. Telling you guys you need to pick up and drop. Make sure you go do it tonight, man. Don't do it AP, fall asleep, and not add none of the guys. Even though I've been going to work at 3, so I've been able to get up right during waiver time and redo my shit. It's kind of a lookout moment. So yeah, listen to the pros. We're showing y'all how to win. We're gonna get the fuck up out of here. Dynasty Bro showing you how to dominate your league. Dynasty Bro style. Hey, we'll say something cool while we're on the way out.
Hey, man, y'all be out. We be back next week and the week after that. Definitely giving you this 4-minute offense. Make sure you use this info. Let's go. I'm a go. Punching in, that's for sure. Catch my breath. Check the